This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today gave a strong message to Islamabad, saying that there is no place left in Pakistan where terrorists can breathe in peace. He said India has the capability to eliminate terrorists in their homes. Mr. Modi said this while interacting with the air warriors and soldiers at Air Force Station Adampur in Punjab.
Pakistan mein aisa koi thikana nahi hai jahan baithkar aatankwadi chain ki saans le sake. Hum ghar mein ghuskar marenge aur bachne ka ek mauka tak nahi denge aur hamare drones hamari misailein उनके बारे में तो सोचकर पाकिस्तान को कई दिन तक नींद नहीं आएगी.
Hailing the success of Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister said India has destroyed 9 terrorist camps and eliminated over 100 terrorists in Pakistan.
9 आतंकी ठिकाने बर्बाद हुए, 100 से ज्यादा आतंकियों की मौत हुई. आतंक के आंकड़ों को अब समझ आ गया है भारत की और नजर उठाने का एक ही अंजाम होगा तबाही. भारत में निर्दोष लोगों का खून बहाने का एक ही अंजाम होगा विनाश और महाविनाश.
The Prime Minister lauded the courage, valor and professionalism of the armed forces in protecting the nation during Operation Sindoor. He said Operation Sindoor has boosted the nation's morale, united the country in a threat of unity and protected India's borders. He said Indian Air Force penetrated into Pakistan and targeted terrorist bases, and to strike cross-border targets within just 20 to 25 minutes shows that a professional force equipped with this modern technology could achieve that.
Hamari Air Force ne Pakistan mein itna deep aatank ke addon ko target kiya sirf 20-25 minute ke bhitar seema paar lakshyon ko bhejna. बिल्कुल पिन पॉइंटेड टारगेट्स को हिट करना ये सिर्फ एक मॉडर्न टेक्नोलॉजी से लेस प्रोफेशनल फोर्स ही कर सकती है. आपकी स्पीड और प्रिसीजन इस लेवल की थी कि दुश्मन हक्का बक्का रह गया. उसको पता ही नहीं चला कि कब उसका सीना छलनी हो गया.
The External Affairs Ministry said that India is having its long-standing national position on any issue related to the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, adding that these issues will have to be addressed by India and Pakistan bilaterally. Replying to a question during media briefing in New Delhi, MEA spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal said, India's policy over this matter has not changed and any outstanding matter is the vacation of illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan.
We have a long-standing national position that any issues pertaining to the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir have to be addressed by India and Pakistan bilaterally. That stated policy has not changed. The outstanding matter is the vacation of illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan.
The MEA spokesperson said that effective response by the Indian armed forces compelled Pakistan to stop its firing.
Early on 10th morning, we had mounted an extremely effective attack on key Pakistani Air Force bases. That was the reason they were now willing to stop firing and military action. It was the force of Indian arms that compelled Pakistan to stop its firing.
In reply to another question, Mr. Jaiswal said that no discussion on the issue was held between Indian and US leaders on the evolving military situation. He said since the commencement of Operation Sindoor on 7th of May till the understanding on cessation of firing and military action on 10th of May, there were conversations between Indian and US leaders, but the issue of trade did not come up in any of these discussions. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reviewed the security situation along the western border of India during a high-level meeting in New Delhi today. The meeting was attended by the Chief of Defence Staff, General Anil Chauhan, Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, and Vice Chief of Air Staff, Air Marshal Narmadeshwar Tiwari. Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh was also present in the meeting. Director General Defense Intelligence Agency, Lieutenant General D.S. Rana, today briefed the foreign service attachés of 70 nations on the successful conduct of Operation Sindoor. He highlighted the country's demonstrated strength and national resolve through military superiority in the new age warfare. Lieutenant General Rana elaborated on the detailed planning process for the selection of targets with confirmed terror linkages. Three terrorists have been killed in a gunfight with security forces in the Shukru Kelar forest area of Shopian district in Jammu and Kashmir. IGP Kashmir V.K. Birji told Akashvani News Srinagar that the three killed terrorists are believed to be members of Lashkar-e-Tayyaba or the Resistance Front outfit. The identity of the slain terrorist is being ascertained. The government today informed that the defence budget increased from 2.53 lakh crore rupees in 2013-14 to 6.81 lakh crore rupees in 2025-26. The Ministry of Defence, in a social media post, highlighted that strategic reforms, private sector participation, and innovation have boosted indigenous manufacturing, making India a self-reliant, globally trusted defence exporter, while strengthening national security and economic growth. The Central Board of Secondary Education, or CBSE, has declared the results for both Class 12 and Class 10 examinations today. In Class 12, a total of 16,92,794 students had appeared for the exams this year. Of these, 88.39% of students have passed, marking an increase of 0.41 percentage points over last year. Girls have outperformed boys by 5.94 percentage points, with over 91% passing the exam. In Class 10, a total of 23,71,939 students had appeared for the exams this year. Of these, 93.66% of students have cleared the board exams, an increase of 0.06 percentage points from last year. Girls have again outshone boys by 2.37 percentage points, with 95% of them passing. In Punjab, the death toll from the Hooch tragedy has climbed to 21, with several others still hospitalized. The incident occurred in Majithar constituency of Amritsar, where people from four villages consumed spurious liquor made from ethanol last night. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today called Northeast the jewel of the country. Addressing members of self-help groups of Meghalaya, representing Garo, Khasi and Jaintia Hill regions in New Delhi today, Mr. Dhankar highlighted that the gross state domestic product of Meghalaya has seen a rise of 13%. He also highlighted the progress made under the Look East, Act East policy. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reviewed the implementation of three new criminal laws in Puducherry today. The discussion focused on the progress and current status of key provisions concerning police, prisons, courts, prosecution, and forensic services. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah commended the Union Territory on the implementation of the new criminal laws and emphasized on ensuring their earliest implementation. Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today attended the inauguration of a new office for a semiconductor manufacturer in Noida, Uttar Pradesh. During his interaction with the media, he stated that the semiconductor ecosystem in India is progressing well, aligning with Prime Minister Modi's vision of establishing a comprehensive semiconductor ecosystem in the country. Union Minister of State in PMO Dr. Jitendra Singh announced construction of 600 new bunkers for border residents of Hiranagar sector. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the Union Minister said that 2,000 individual bunkers and community bunkers are already constructed for the safety of border residents. India's retail inflation eased to 3.16% in April from 3.34% in March, driven by significant easing in food prices. According to data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, it is the lowest year-on-year inflation after July 2019. Meanwhile, inflation in rural areas stood at 2.92% and at 3.36% in urban areas. The prestigious 78th Cannes Film Festival is all set to begin at French Riviera in France tonight, bringing with it a global celebration of cinema, fashion and art. The 12-day event will serve as one of the world's most glamorous stages, bringing together filmmakers, actors and cinema lovers from around the world. And that is the end of this news bulletin.